You know what, sweetie? I realized today that I only talk you two. People don't seem to look each other in the face, and their conversations consist of usual pair words. I think about how, until a few days ago, I was one of them, you made me realize this. Should your name be Liberty? You set me free. I am no longer an emotionless, ordinary person, and I don't really need a mobile phone either. Matilda sat down at her desk to study. She was still struggling with math. She was muttering to herself, "How much was it?" Then the bird answered, 49. You are talking.
Matilda didn't have an ordinary friend. They talked late liberty. Told. Matilda said she should help other people too, because kindness is contagious. That's why everyone wants every to gain their freedom. They too had to escape begging. Buried in their phones, that is despairing, feel still alive. They had to notice the beauty of nature and the beauty of people.
Otherwise, they would fly away from this world without ever realizing their wasted lives. Just like Liberty had flown away once. Liberty had at least managed to gain the right to be on Earth because she still had feelings somewhere. And this had prevented her from disappearing completely. But people had now completely lost their feelings. They were neither sad nor happy. Pons had abstracted them from all feelings. They were all like noises. Lifeless little people. Matilda didn't know how to overcome this.
What if we took away their mobile phones one by one? No, that's not a solution. The phone itself isn't the only culprit. We just need to do things that prevent them from becoming addicted to it. We don't want them to stop using it altogether. Remember your own awareness, Matilda. We can't get angry at anyone for thinking differently, but we can remind them that they have feelings. You are right. What they need is to realize that they have feelings. In the days that followed, Matilda and Liberty patiently helped their parents and neighbors comfort their feelings, then others and others. They grew like a snowball, multiplying. Kindness was truly contagious.